The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Lent is getting close. Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday, February 28th, 2022, Monday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Oswald. He lived in the 10th century, a Dane by birth. He studied in the household of his uncle, Archbishop Odo of Fleury, France, where he was ordained. He returned to England in 959 and was made Bishop of Worcester. He worked hard to eliminate abuses and built many monasteries. In 972, St. Oswald became Archbishop of York. In addition to working to improve the morals of his clergy, he also labored to increase their theological knowledge. St. Oswald was associated in most of his public life with St. Dunstan and St. Ethelwald, and when he died in 992, popular veneration joined his name to theirs. He has been revered ever since as one of the three saints who revived English monasticism. St. Oswald, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your unceasing, perpetual, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for religious sisters and consecrated women, thanking them for their mission and their courage. May they continue to find new responses to the challenges of our times. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you're here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. There is one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. Lord Jesus Christ, these were your words to that rich young man who we read about in today's gospel. And Jesus, every time I read this passage, I cannot help but think about one of the most powerful documents of the recent magisterium, and I refer to the document of St. John Paul II, which is the Veritatis Splendor, or On the Splendor of Truth, in which the Holy Father reflects on the whole of the Church's moral teaching. And I think that it is important that we recall fundamental truths of Catholic doctrine. In this encyclical, the Holy Father uses precisely this conversation of the rich young man and you, Lord Jesus, to expound the clear traditional moral doctrine of the Catholic Church. Going back to this gospel passage, the first thing that I noted, Jesus, is that this man ran up and knelt before you, and then he asked you that question, "Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And dear Lord, I thought that this is the kind of question everyone asks, which is the question about the meaning of life. In fact, in his encyclical, the Holy Father says that this man questions Jesus about morality that leads ultimately to the question about the full meaning of life. I mean, don't we all long for that ultimate fulfillment? A desire for an absolute good. Jesus, you then replied to the question of this man when you said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." Interesting answer. No one is good but God alone. What did you mean by that, Jesus? John Paul II gives an answer that perhaps could help us in this time of prayer. He says that only God can answer the question about what is good, because He is the good itself. And he explains this further by saying that to ask about the good, in fact, ultimately means to turn towards God, the fullness of goodness. And Jesus, not only did you do good, but you are goodness itself. You did indeed do lots of good. When we see you healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, loosening the tongue of the mute, opening the ears of the deaf, and the people around you looked at you and marveled and said, "He has done all things well." Jesus, you then go on to give an answer. You say, you know the commandments, and you list the commandments. So the first basic answer to that question, what must I do to inherit eternal life, is keep the commandments. And this fits in very well with your words in another context when you say, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Therefore, Jesus, you make it very clear that in order to love you, we need to do what you tell us. And Jesus, this is so important, especially in a time in which religion has been reduced to the sentimental. In other words, it means that we have to have God as the first object of our love. No idols, no taking his name in vain, keeping the Lord's Day holy, sanctifying that, going to Mass, getting to Mass on Sundays, and holidays are obligation. Once we center our lives on God, then the others will be easier to live. These are the commandments that have to do with neighbor. And therefore we love our parents, we show respect to those in authority, we respect and love life, no murder, no abortion. We reject all sins of the flesh, in body, in mind. We strive to always tell the truth and respect the property of the others. All these are ways of loving our Lord in very concrete terms. And so, Jesus, help me to always cooperate with your grace and also to grow in virtue, to abhor, to hate sin, and to embrace truth, goodness, beauty, to be ready to live the supernatural virtues to a heroic degree, and perhaps more and more as our culture becomes more estranged from you. Then, Jesus, what I find remarkable is the fact that this man says, "Master, I have kept all these from my early days." Amazing. And I'm thinking to myself, this truly is incredible, is heroic. And my thoughts are confirmed by you, because you looked at him steadily and you loved him. Then you dropped that bomb that we began with in our prayer. When you tell him, "There is one thing you lack, go and sell everything you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come, follow me." Commenting on these, your words, Lord, John Paul II says, this vocation to perfect love is not restricted to a small group of individuals, and therefore to think that I am excluded from the demands of the gospel. Yet you have called all of us, to that perfection, because elsewhere in the gospel you say, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And so John Paul II says that the invitation, "Go sell your possessions and give the money to the poor," and that promise that you will have treasure in heaven, are meant for everyone, because they bring out the full meaning of the commandment of love for neighbor, just as the invitation which follows, "Come follow me," is a new, specific form of the commandment of love for God. And the vast majority of us live in the middle of the world, living ordinary lives, doing ordinary stuff, and yet we are not exempt. from this demand of love, love for God and love for neighbor for the sake of God. Therefore, again, we go back to that question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And we can summarize the answer as keeping the commandments, being detached from everything, every possession, and to follow you closely by doing your will, obeying your will, and following you in whatever path you choose to lead us, be it in holy matrimony or in apostolic celibacy. Speaking of apostolic celibacy, I'd like to recall the story of the life of a brilliant young man who had so many possibilities, yet he gave everything for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the sake of the apostolate, and his name was Toni Zweifel. He was born in Verona in Italy. He spent the first years of World War II in Switzerland with his mother and younger sister Anna Rosa. And just mentioning the war, I think it is important to recall the plea that the Holy Father Pope Francis has made for us to pray for Ukraine, for peace, peace in Ukraine, peace in the world. Towards the end of his studies, through some fellow students, he came into contact with Opus Dei. On March 19th of 1962, he requested admission to Opus Dei as a numerary member, which means that he was a celibate member. He went on to excel in his professional life, as well as help many young people through the apostolate that he did with them. He was totally available to the needs of the prelature of Opus Dei. In 1985, both of his parents died, his father in May and his mother in August, and in the following year, on February 19th, Toni learned that he was suffering from leukemia, for which he underwent chemotherapy treatment. After temporary return to health, he suffered a first relapse in February of 1988, and the second the following year in November. In June 1989, he had to enter the hospital once more and undergo more chemotherapy. He died on November 24th, 1989, and is buried in Zurich. Mary, my mother, teach me to give myself completely to Christ, to God's will. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into practice. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll begin praying the day's Liturgy of the Hours in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Monday of the eighth week in Ordinary Time, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and we begin this day of prayer now, joining hearts, hands, and voices with the entire church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord the mighty, the valiant. The Lord the valiant in war.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Who is he? The King of glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing joyful songs to the Lord.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper.
For them there are no pains. Their bodies are sound and sleek. They have no share in men's sorrows. They are not stricken like others.
So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots.
They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth.
So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled, they grow in wealth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day.
Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked.
How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight.
Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory.
What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever.
All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. It is good to be with you, Father. In you is fullness of life for your faithful people. In you all hope resides. May you lead us to everlasting happiness.
Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God.
To savor your words is my delight, O Lord.
Honey itself is not sweeter.
From the book of Job. Once again, the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. And the Lord said to Satan, whence do you come? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from roaming the earth and patrolling it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you noticed my servant Job, and that there is no one on earth like him, faultless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil? He still holds fast to his innocence, although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. But now put forth your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, he is in your power. Only spare his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with severe boils from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself as he sat among the ashes. And his wife said to him, Are you still holding to your innocence? Curse God and die. But he said to you, are even you going to speak as senseless women do? We accept good things from God, and should we not accept evil? Through all this, Job said nothing sinful. Now when three of Job's friends heard of all the misfortune that had come upon him, they set out each from his own place. Eliphaz from Teman, Bildad from Shu, and Zophar from Naamath. They met and journeyed together to give him sympathy and comfort. But when at a distance they lifted up their eyes and did not recognize him, they began to weep aloud. They tore their cloaks and threw dust upon their heads. Then they sat down upon the ground with him 7 days and 7 nights. But none of them spoke a word to him, for they saw how great was his suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O God, do not chastise me in your anger, for your arrows have pierced me through.
My body is sick because of your indignation.
My friends and neighbors avoid me in my sickness.
My body is sick because of your indignation.
A reading from the Moral Reflections on Job by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. When Paul perceived within himself the riches of internal wisdom, yet saw the corruptibility of his own body, he was led to say, "We have this treasure in earthen vessels." Now, in the blessed Job, the earthen vessel felt the gaping sores without, while this treasure of wisdom remained whole and intact within. For outwardly his body was in agony, but inwardly from the treasure of wisdom came forth holy thoughts. If we have received good from the hand of the Lord, why should we not endure evil? The good here refers either to the temporal or to the eternal gifts of God, and the evil to the scourges of the present time, about which the Lord says through the prophet, "I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I form the light and create the darkness, for though outwardly these scourges create the darkness of anguish, inwardly knowledge enkindles the light in the mind. I make peace and create evil. For peace with God is restored to us when those things which were rightly created for us, but are not ordinarily desired, are turned into scourges and become evil for us. It is through sin that we become opposed to God. Therefore, it is fitting that we should return to His peace by way of scourges. In this manner, when everything created for good is turned into a source of pain for us, the mind of the chastened man will be humbly renewed and restored to peace with his Creator. We ought particularly to observe in Job's words how skillfully he meets his wife's persuading. If we have received good from the hand of the Lord, why should we not endure evil? It is a great comfort in tribulation if, in times of adversity, we recall the gifts our Creator has given us. Nor will overwhelming sorrow break us if we quickly call to mind the gifts which have sustained us. For it is written, "On the day of prosperity, do not forget affliction, and on the day of affliction, do not forget prosperity." For if a man receives God's gifts, but forgets his affliction, he can fall through his own excess of joy. On the other hand, when a man is bruised by scourges, but is not at all consoled by the thought of the blessings he has been fortunate to receive, he is completely cast down. Thus both attitudes must be united, so that one may be supported by the other. The memory of the gift can temper the pain of the affliction, and the foreboding and fear of the affliction can modify the joy of the gift. And so the holy Job, to soothe his soul's depression, in the midst of his wound, weighs the delightful gifts he has received, even while he suffers from the scourges, saying, "If we have received good from the hand of the Lord, why should we not endure evil?"
If we receive happiness from God, should we not accept sorrow also?
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
In all his sufferings, Job did not sin, nor did he speak insultingly of God.
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. May his will be done. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice, untroubled in her devotion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
It's 23 minutes before the hour, and we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Monday, February 28, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, a young man has a very good question for Jesus, but he doesn't much care for the answer that he gets. It's from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
As he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him.
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth.
Jesus, looking upon him, loved him. You lack one thing. Go. Sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. At that saying, his countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it will be for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were exceedingly astonished.
Then who can be saved?
With men, it is impossible. But not with God. For all things are possible with God.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, that young man's vocation was really pretty clear. He received the call directly, face to face, from Jesus Christ. And he said no. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 3, Ordinary Time. The sadness of the young man makes us reflect. We could be tempted to think that having many possessions, owning plenty of goods of this world, can bring happiness. We see instead in the case of the young man in the gospel that his many possessions had become an obstacle to his accepting the call of Jesus to follow him. He was not ready to say yes to Jesus and no to self, to say yes to love and no to escapism. Real love is demanding, for it was Jesus, our Jesus himself, who said, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Love demands effort and a personal commitment to the will of God. It means discipline and sacrifice, but it also means joy and human fulfillment. Open your hearts to the Christ of the Gospels, to his love and his truth and his joy. Do not go away sad. God's call to us to follow him closely demands a positive response at all times, because in his many invitations, he asks of us a docile and generous lifelong correspondence. Therefore, we should stand frequently in God's presence, face to face with him, without anonymity, and ask him, as did the young man, "What do I still lack? What does my Christian vocation require of me today in my circumstances? What paths do you want me to follow?" Let us be honest. Whoever really wants to find them succeeds in knowing clearly the paths that lead to God. So it is that the Christian discovers in the things of everyday life how his vocation should unfold in the undramatic daily texture of divine promptings and inspirations, of significant moments, of specific calls to carry out for the sake of God's love lesser or greater tasks in the world of men. In his ongoing conversation with God, a man can hear that divine voice asking him to make definite and radical decisions. The Word of God can reach us in a hurricane or in a gentle breeze, but in order to follow his Word, we should be free from all fetters. Only Christ matters. Everything else has to be in him and for him. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour, let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back to dust and say, "Go back, sons of men. To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night."
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly, and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servant.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and happy to be known as companions of your Son, we will praise you among the peoples and proclaim you to the nations.
Each morning, Lord, you fill us with your kindness. From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands.
The Lord goes forth like a hero. Like a warrior, he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry. Against his enemies, he shows his might.
I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting.
I will lay waste mountains and hills. All their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up.
I will lead the blind on their journey. By paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
From the farthest bounds of earth, may God be praised. You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession.
For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas.
He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants.
Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people, their land he bestowed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Where two or three gather in your name, Lord, you promise to be with them and share their fellowship. Look down upon your family gathered here in your name, and graciously pour out your blessing upon us.
You who stand in his sanctuary, praise the name of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Judith. We should be grateful to the Lord our God for putting us to the test as he did our forefathers. Recall how he dealt with Abraham and how he tried Isaac and all that happened to Jacob in Syrian Mesopotamia while he was tending the flocks of Laban, his mother's brother. Not for vengeance did the Lord put them in the crucible to try their hearts, nor has he done so with us. It is by way of admonition that he chastises those who are close to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Give him the praise that is due.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Sing for joy, God's chosen ones. Give him the praise that is due.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior,
born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has come to his people and set them free.
Because Christ hears and saves those who hope in him, let us pray. We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
We thank you because you are rich in mercy.
And for the abundant love with which you have loved us.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
With the Father, you are always at work in the world.
Make all things new through the power of your Holy Spirit.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
Open our eyes and the eyes of our brothers
to see your wonders this day.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
You call us today to your service.
Make us stewards of your many gifts.
We praise you, Lord. We hope in you.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Creator, you gave us the earth to cultivate and the sun to serve our needs. Help us to spend this day for your glory and our neighbor's good. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.